Hey, it's the local spotlight show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I am Chris Lorton. I am your host, and it is high school football season. And with me today, I have the head coach of Calhoun Warriors, Aaron Elmore. Welcome, Aaron.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, love having you. Now, Aaron, before we get into the season a little bit, just a little background so people know. How long have you been head coach Calhoun?
I've been head coach here for 13 years. It's 13th season.
No kidding. Yeah. Wow. You look too young to be there for 13 years. Now, where were you before?
I was head coach at Beardstown for 5 years before I came to Calhoun.
Okay. You didn't take it easy on them last week.
Well,
you did, actually. I mean, you did take it easy on them. Yeah. You only played the varsity for your varsity team the first half, basically.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, you know. And that was, what, 41-0 the first half?
Yeah, it was 41-0 at halftime.
Yeah. First game of the year, you played, who was that you played?
We played Triopia.
Right, Triopia. Yeah, I was at that game. And was that was 42-0?
It was 42-0.
Yeah, in the first half.
Yeah, pretty much first half. We played like one series in the second half to get the running clock. Our varsity offense did.
Okay. That's a good way to start.
Yeah,
it's a good way to start the season.
Yeah, it's a work in progress, obviously, you know, but we like where we're at right now as a football team.
Yeah. Who surprised you this year? A pleasant surprise. Some pleasant surprises as far as players. Tell me about it.
Well, I mean, we have lots of football players on this team, guys that have a lot of success, in the football season, in the past. Some guys are really standing out right now. Jake Brandon taking over the fullback position.
He is, isn't he?
He's done well. I mean,
he had some big shoes to fill.
He's big shoes to fill, but I think he's got 6 touchdowns in 2 games.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's been doing well. Will Lorton's really taken off as a leader and also a great football player for us on both sides of the ball. You know, it's his second year starting as well. And Charlie Matthews probably, kind of anchors the offense and defensive line for us. Those guys kind of stand out, but we have several guys. I could go on and on about each one of our players. We got a lot of guys that have really played well to start the season off.
Yeah, who's playing some good defense for you?
Playing good defense. I mean, those guys, all three, play great defense. Walter Pleister has really stood out on the defensive side of the ball. He's our leading tackler on our team, playing linebacker, and he's a sideline kid, and he's done a great job at that position.
Yeah, and is he – what year is Walter?
He's a junior.
He's a junior?
Yeah.
You got him again next year?
Shoot. Yeah, several of these guys are all the guys I mentioned are all juniors.
Now, Walter's got a brother –
Warner, he's a sophomore.
Yeah, what's Warner playing?
He starts center for us.
Okay. So you got Pleasant Hill coming up. Are they going to challenge you at all?
Oh, they always do.
They do.
It's one of those things to where, I mean, we've had some good teams in going over there, and I remember in 2015 we were a playoff team. They were not, and they outplayed us and they beat us.
No way.
Yeah, and they only won one game that year. So I don't take this game for granted.
No.
By no means. Pleasant Hill, for them, the bucket game, because it's the old Oaken bucket, is their biggest game of the year. So we take that consideration going up there and playing. I mean, they're going to give us everything they got.
Yeah. I remember, was it last year, Carrollton, which had a good team, mm-hmm. but I think they kind of surprised you last year. They really played well.
They played really well, and we did not, and it was a combination. The biggest thing is you can't turn the ball over like we did in that game, and I think we learned from it and kind of got us back on the straight and narrow, and from there we, played much better football.
Okay, here's a question I got to ask you. I mean, you've been head coach for 13 years now, and you're dealing with 15, 16, 17-year-old boys, all right? Mm-hmm. They love football, but they got other things on their mind too, And, when you have a game coming up that, it's not like, a real strong competitor, some team, like Pleasant Hill's looking at the Oaken, but they want you really bad, mm-hmm. right? And they're going to give it everything they got. And sometimes boys, teen, and girls too, they can – it's how do you get them focused? Because I know in 13 years, this has happened. That happens before, you know, where, and it's happened to me when I was coaching. How do you get the guys focused to come out and play their A game every game, regardless of who you're playing?
Well, every year's different and every team's different. You gotta kind of know your clientele of who you're dealing with. We've had some success here in recent years, and making it to the quarterfinals last year has really kind of sprung these guys into having that focus that they want more. So it makes it a little bit easier whenever you're on a mission and you got a goal, and I think that these guys do. But that doesn't come without, problems along the way. I think that, keeping them focused each and every day is very tough to do. And we talk about that. That's kind of our thing where, every day is an opportunity. Every play that you have is an opportunity. If you go out there each and every time and do your best, then we're going to be a hard team to beat. And that's kind of what we've been, shooting for each and every day, just focusing on ourselves, getting better. And then whenever you get out in the game, it kind of takes care of itself.
Now, injuries is something you have to be kind of, you've got a lot of good athletes on your team and good football players. Mm-hmm. But, injuries, which you've had them before in the last few years, some key players mm-hmm. get injured. Is there anything that you do when you're coaching, that you can share with us that to keep that from happening? Is there any things you're thinking about ahead of time? Because it's happened to you before. You don't want to happen again.
Well,
what do you do?
Obviously injuries are going to be a part of the game.
Yes.
And it's, unavoidable to think that everybody's not going to make it through a season without having some sort of bump and bruise or an injury that's even worse than, you want. But we use the helmet covers because, concussions are one thing that we avoided.
Helmet covers.
Yeah, we have these.
What is that?
It's like a it's not a styrofoam kind of thing that you put on top of your helmet and it straps on. You see them now in the NFL and college games.
You do that in practice?
We wear them every day in practice.
Oh.
We don't want to take them off for games, and that's the only time we don't wear them. But you can actually wear them in a game now. They're IHSA approved. But like I said, you watch the NFL games, you will see people with the helmet covers on to avoid that injury, because head trauma is a real thing. We buy them whatever they need. We'll tape ankles, we'll buy them ankle braces, we'll give them the rib protectors. We do whatever we can to make sure that our kids are properly equipped and stay injury free as much as possible. It's unavoidable. We do know that. Lost a person this summer, one of our good players that started last year both ways for us, Lane Eilerman.
What happened, Lane?
He basically landed on his wrist wrong and broke a small bone in there.
Playing basketball?
No, it was during football. It was during 7-on-7 time, and he landed on it wrong, and it got misdiagnosed, and it was like five weeks where he could have gotten, some extra time. But so we don't know when we're going to get him back or if we're going to get him back because he's in a cast right now. It's going to be a while.
Yeah, he's exceptional. Exceptional basketball player.
He's an exceptional athlete.
Yeah,
he is. And he would really help our team, and he's still there every day doing what he can to help. And, we're happy to have
him.
And he's
a junior, right?
He's a junior, yes.
Yeah.
It's hard to go without all your best guys, though.
Yeah. What team – is on the schedule that you're looking at and you're thinking, give me the toughest team that you play this year on down. Who's going to be the toughest that you think, looking at it right now from last year, and the year before, just consistently, who is that team?
Well, we're just starting our conference play. So each game, I'll tell you, is not easy. Pleasant Hill, we start off with them. We just look at one game at a time. There's some talented teams out there for sure. Greenfield's going to be talented. Carroll's going to be talented. West Central's going to be talented. So we're just trying to make it through our conference schedule at this point and get through. I know Brown County started off well. We play them week 9. They've had two big wins to start the season off, and we know how talented they are. But there are several teams in our conference. I feel like we have one of the best small school conferences in the state. So if you can make it through it, and you're playing well at the end, then you got a chance to win some playoff games. So,
I see. Hey, if you're just joining us, I have Aaron Elmore, head coach of Calhoun Warriors, and starting off real tough again this year. Got some great players, and we're expecting big things out of you now, out of the team. All right, mm-hmm. Now, and we're due for a state championship at Calhoun. It's been a while. When's the last one we won?
That was 1993.
Yeah. I mean, we're talking about some years here. What is the recipe? What do you think right now? What is going to be the recipe to win a state championship here in 2025?
Well, I mean, it's work in progress. I'm just going to tell you.
I know.
It's not going to be, you know, just to say how it's going to happen. You just never know. I mean, it's one of those things to where, again, you got to make it through the regular season. You got to stay injury free as best you can. You know, and you got to keep getting better, and you got to, you know, got to have focus. You know, the guys got to be on a mission to say that they're not going to lose. You know, and then you know that just carries over into the playoffs. And whenever you get in the playoffs, you got to be just better than everybody. It's going to take a little bit of luck as well, because I don't know. I mean, we won two state championships when I was in school, and I can think of a couple situations where it came down to one play. You know, we had an interception in 92 against Arcola that led to a touchdown that we ended up winning 10-6.
Was that in like the quarterfinals or something?
That was in the quarterfinals.
Yeah.
And they were a really good football team.
Yeah, they were.
And then we had to play Arcola again the next year up there. And it came down to the very last play. It was we were winning 7-6, and they threw a pass over the top of their wide receiver's head, and we end up, you know, winning. So yeah, I mean, it takes a lot. I mean, it's not one of those things where it's just going to be an overnight deal. That's why we work on every single day, just trying to focus and getting better.
Okay, so you've lived that. You've lived winning a state championship 2 years in a
yeah.
row, right?
Yep.
Okay. Having that under your belt, that has to be, I mean, the players got to be thinking, these guys know what they're talking about. How many coaches do you have from those teams that played on state championship team?
Well, we have Coach Lorton, J.D. Lorton. He was our quarterback in 92.
Yeah.
You know, when he played. And
I remember that game. You guys were down in the first half. I was like, oh,
yeah,
I don't know if we're going to pull it out or not.
Yeah, we didn't play very well the first half, and our coaches let us know it, and then we came out and played the way we could. But he led us, you know, that year. And then we also have the next year quarterback. We have Casey Longnecker is there every single day. And he led us in 93 to the state championship. So we have two state championship quarterbacks there. And then we have Eric Weber, who came from Carrollton, but he's been living over in Calhoun for a long time. And he's very knowledgeable about football and does a great job with our guys. And then Steve Hill helps with our JFL program. He was our quarterback before JD. In the 90 and 91 season, so he was a semifinal quarterback. So we got a lot of quarterback feel on our staff for sure. But these guys are very knowledgeable about the game, all of them.
So what did you play in on those teams?
Played guard, offensive guard, and defensive tackle.
Cool. So you got a state championship in the Crosshairs, right?
Well,
who do you think is? I mean, regular season, who are some of the tougher teams? Other than conference, I'm talking non-conference.
Oh, non-conference. Right now, the way it's looking, I mean, we have two more non-conference games. We play Brown County week 9. They're going to be very tough. I mean, they're very big and physical, and you know, they have a taste of success. They, you know, made it to the second rounds last year, and they got a lot of guys back. So, you know, we know going in that they're going to be a team that once we do have to play them eventually, we're not even thinking about them now, but we do have to play them. It's going to be a tough game.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit. What is the Calhoun Warrior philosophy offensively? What's your game plan in general? What do you try to? I mean, used to be, you know, a lot of times people like to establish somebody. I mean, mm-hmm. or you know, establish the fullback. I mean, that's what John's established mm-hmm. the fullback. Everything goes off of the fullback. Once they're established, then you can do other things. What's your philosophy?
I would say that, you know, not much has changed whenever it comes to establishing a fullback. If you get your fullback established, you're going to open everything else up. That's for sure. Each year is different. Like last year, we were more fullback oriented, and we just went everything off of the fullback, you know, because Connor was so good, and he kind of set us up offensively for success. This year's a lot different team. I mean, we feel like we have the ability to get the ball to people in space, and you know, we were able to throw the ball a little bit better than we have in the past. So I think the mentality stayed the same. We still want to run the ball. Mm-hmm. That's for sure. But we can use the pass to set up our run a lot more than we could before.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like just the two games that I've watched so far, you're not afraid to put it in the air.
No, I don't think we are. You know, this year we have guys that can go get the ball. And we know if we get them out in an open area that we're going to be able to loosen the defense up, which will set up our run. We're definitely a multiverse team this year compared to what we have been in the past.
Okay. How about defensively?
Defensively, I'll tell you, this team's a little bit different than last year as well. Last week, we did a little bit more blitzing, which I normally don't blitz, but this team's so fast on our defensive side that we feel like we're going to try to put some pressure on some of the offenses a little bit more so, and give some different looks than just staying our base 4-4 look that we've always used.
I mean, I don't want you to give away any secrets, but give me where the speed is. Is there speed everywhere, or we got some exceptionally fast, quick?
Well, for us, being a 1A team, we have guys at the linebacker position that are quick. We got guys at the defensive line, and our DBs are all fast. I mean, this is one of the overall, if you go in all 11 guys, fast team we've had in a while.
All right, quick question. Is the 40-yard dash still the measure of quickness and speed, or we got something else going on?
I think that people use that a lot. I mean, we don't run a 40-yard dash anymore. I mean,
we might do it
in the off season just to see where people are, because I know that's still something they use in colleges and such. But you can measure speed by just having guys run with one another and seeing how you are whenever you're going against other teams. So we do a lot of speed training in the off season, but we, the 40-yard dash and just timing it, it's not something that we really focus on anymore. But we do run a lot.
Yes.
To get ourselves ready.
Okay. Now, one thing that you got going on, you've got two quarterbacks. Tell us about those guys. I know one of them's your son.
Yeah, one of them is my son. Jack Good is a senior quarterback. I mean, he's the starter. He starts the games off. He's our senior leader, and he kind of takes care of the team as far as the vocal leader of the team. So he brings some intangibles to the plate. He's very athletic, and if he gets out in space, he's going to be gone. But the leadership quality is something that he's really good at this point, and that's something you got to have in a good football team.
Your son's getting some time.
Yeah, he's getting to play too.
And it looks like he really passed well.
Yeah, he can throw the ball well. We rotate each of them every series as of right now. That's kind of what we're doing. And both of them bring something different to the table. Earl's not quite the leader that Jack is because he's a sophomore, and he's still learning the ropes.
But what great experience.
Yeah, I mean, it is a great experience, and it's nice to be able to do what we're doing. But whenever, we put him in there, he can get people the ball in all aspects, and including Jack, because we use Jack at other positions. Like, we'll put him at halfback, we'll put him at wide receiver, which makes us more dynamic.
Okay, so Jack's not leaving the field.
No, Jack's not leaving the field at all.
Okay.
We use him in multi-facets of the game because, he's a big part of what we do.
Boy, that's a nice combination, isn't it?
It is
a
nice
combination. Somebody like that.
Yeah.
You can play quarterback, you can put him where you want him, and the defense has got to be going, uh-oh. Where's he at?
Yeah, it's going to be, I would think, game planning wise, teams that are going to be playing against us, it's going to be tough for them to, exactly know what we're going to do, number one, but you basically have to get ready for two different types of offense, whenever you're going to play us. And that's a difficult task.
Yes. On defense, what kind of defense you play? I know I've seen you, but I really – what's your strong points? What do you like to do defensively?
Well, with the way the offenses are today, basically, I guess you'd say we're still a 4-4 team, but when you run a lot against a lot of spread teams, it's more like a 4-2 look. We play a lot of man on defense, but it's one of those things to where, like last week we switched her up a little bit, went into a little bit more odd front just to try, because we got three really good inside linebacker types. So just trying to, you make adjustments based on who your players are, but it doesn't really change our scheme with our front, so we can kind of stay with what we normally do. But I'd say if I was to write it down, I'd say a 4-4.
Who's some of your leaders on defense?
Well, I mean, still have Jack. Jack plays corner for us, being the senior. Some of the other guys that I mentioned, Will's a good leader, very vocal. Will Lorton, very vocal. And Jake Brandon. Jake Brandon calls our defense, and he's, he does a great job as well. So, it's one of those groups where you don't really need one, just one leader. They all kind of feed off each other, And I think they all want to make a tackle every single play, so that's why they sprint to the ball well.
Yes. Is there anything that you'd like to share as far as the season goes, the team goes?
I mean, we're looking forward to each and every day. I just appreciate being able to to be able to do the job that I'm able to do. I enjoy being around the kids, and we got a great group of guys right now, and you know, we're looking to achieve bigger things, and it's going to be one of those things where it's a day by day situation. You just want to make sure that you're doing everything you can to get your team prepared for whatever's coming.
What I get a kick out of, and I talked about this last season, the first game of the season, where at halftime you have all the kids that are going to be playing that are in grade school, mm-hmm. and they've got a jersey on, mm-hmm. and they get announced and they run out on the field on halftime. That is so cool. I mean, those kids are just fired up, glowing. Man, way to recruit some players, man. How many you got on the team?
This year?
Yeah. How many you got on team?
We have actually 40 now. We have 40 kids, which is quite a bit for us, considering we only have like 170 kids total in our school. I mean, we may be 160. I'm not sure. But right now, we don't have anybody from Brussels that's playing.
You got almost 30% if you divide, if it's, you know, you got the boys, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, say that's half. You got 50% of the kids walking the halls are playing on the football team.
Yeah, we have quite a few. We got a good turnout. I mean, we had some kids that came out late. I don't even have them on the roster yet, but they came out late, some younger kids that, you know, we don't want to turn away any young uh-huh. kids. But they'll be on the roster soon as they get finally getting their 12 practices in. But, you know, we're just trying to get as many guys as we can play.
Any message to your fans? I mean, you got the Calhoun fans, which are the greatest fans, I think, in the world.
Yeah.
Anything you want to say to them?
Well, just thank you for everything that you do, because, I mean, we have some, you know, we got great support. You know, I appreciate the parents and everything they do for the Thursday night meals and, you know, our big steak dinner that we've had and, you know, raise a lot of money to help get everything that we need for our football team. You know, it's, you know, Calhoun's a big football supporting community. And I just hope that we can bring them some home playoff games again this year and bring that excitement to the community. And, you know, it's a lot of fun.
And this year, I mean, like last year, we are bringing all the Calhoun games, all the Carrollton games, all the Jersey games on what we call our high school roundup. And I think the Calhoun fans appreciate that, you know, that they can – you know, that they get some coverage, same way with Carrollton, same way with Jersey, you know, just, I mean, it's kind of a fun thing to do. Craig Ballman does a heck of a job.
Yes, he does.
Calling it. And it's a lot of fun in the studio because we got the three big screens, but.
Yeah, it's a great thing that you guys are doing, because, you know, that way if someone can't make it to a game, because, I mean, you have older people and people can't make it, you know, long road trips. Like, we just went to Beardstown. It's an hour and 20 minutes, so a lot of people didn't go. But I know that they're able to listen to it on the radio, yeah. and they're able to, you know, watch it if they'd like. And, I mean, there's, you know, there's some it's a really good thing that, you know, is going on, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much for coming in. Appreciate it. And best of luck. Tonight, I guess, because this is going to be aired tonight. You're playing Friday, right?
Play Friday, yeah.
Play, right. So tonight you'll be taking on – are you playing at Pleasant Hill or at home?
We play at Pleasant Hill tomorrow night.
Okay. Well, bring back that oaken bucket.
Yeah.
How long has that been going on?
I think that Charlie Raich actually started that whenever he was the coach at Calhoun all
wow.
those years back. And I want to believe that – I think we celebrated, was it 50 years, like a couple years ago. So it's probably like 52 years or so.
52 years.
I'm guessing. I mean, I don't know for sure.
Yeah,
it's
right.
It's around there.
Yeah, that's super. Well, thanks for coming again.
Thank you for having me, Chris. I appreciate it.